Michel Groothuizen becomes chairman of the Dutch gambling regulator. The Dutch General Administrative Service has appointed Michel Groothuizen as the new chairman of the country's gambling regulator, the Kansspel Autoriteit. Groothuizen is a lawyer and public administration veteran. For the last 4 years, he has held the role of Deputy Director General on the main board of the Judicial Institutions Service. He previously served as Director General at the Netherlands Institute for Forensic Psychiatry as well as Policy Director and Director of FES at the Administrative Department of the Ministry of Justice and Security. In this position, Groothuizen supervised the establishment of the Kansspel Autoriteit, KSA, in 2012 and played a key role in crafting legislation for launching a regulated online gambling market in the Netherlands, which was successfully implemented in 2021. Quote, "We had been working on new legislation for online gambling offerings for a few years. It took almost 10 years before the law that was supposed to regulate this actually came into effect. I was long gone by then. But I think it is a wonderful challenge at this time to ensure safe gambling in a socially responsible manner and to combat negative consequences, such as gambling addiction." Michel Groothuizen, Kansspel Autoriteit Chair. From July 1st, Groothuizen will take over the new position from René Janssen, who announced in October that he would not seek re-election. Having led the KSA for 6 years, Janssen opted not to seek reappointment due to reaching retirement age. KSA issues biggest fine. Meanwhile, at the end of the last month, the KSA imposed its largest fine ever, amounting to 19.6 million euros, on Gamex Limited. According to the regulator, Gamex had breached Dutch law by offering online games of chance through several brands in the Netherlands without a license. The KSA determined the fine based on the turnover estimate from Dutch players and other issues like offering autoplay and turbo play features and lack of age verification. Gamex has, however, contested the penalty.